Are you tired of the endless supply of terrible storytelling? Of uninspiring, nihilistic stories that permeate most of modern-day entertainment? Are you tired of the diversity, equality, and inclusion standards that are forced upon movie creators and actors? Well, so are we. So go with us on a journey as we chronicle for you the latest news in entertainment, as we discuss the good, the bad, and the ugly of the film industry, and as we pave a way forward to see the kingdom of Christ grow and the dragon of secularism meet its end. Now, if you want to support us in our mission, please head over to patreon.com/thePowell Bros, or follow the link in the show notes. There, you will gain access to our exclusive show, The Powell Bros Mini Reviews, as well as early access to both Movie Chronicles and Movie Reviews. Now, on with the show.
All right, welcome back to Movie Chronicles with the Powell Bros. I am one of your hosts, Tobias Powell, joined with Trent, your other host. Trent, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. Glad to be back.
Yep, for sure.
I don't know if the week has just been really long, but I feel like it's been a while since we've recorded.
Yeah, I know.
I think it was just a week ago.
Yeah, even with the holiday, this week has been a very long week. Yeah, we got some weird things today. Like, I think...
Yeah, some weird stuff.
Pretty much everything I got is just weird. Like, I think I have five things.
Things I didn't expect.
And they're all just weird. So.
Awesome, well.
Yeah. Do you want to... Yeah, I can start us off. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, you can go ahead and start us off.
We got a trailer for Wicked the Musical. I don't know if you followed that at all, but that's been like becoming a thing.
A new trailer?
A full-length trailer, I guess it is. So,
oh, we got that a while ago, didn't we?
It was teaser trailer.
Oh, because I remember, I mean, it's been the trailer's been playing in theaters.
Maybe it's a new trailer, I don't know.
Okay, yeah.
Either way.
Like, probably the final one before the movie releases.
Yeah. Anyway. I don't know if you've been following that. It's just kind of weird that they're doing it at all. The Wicked, the musical, you know?
Yeah. I mean, it's a popular Broadway musical. The only way that you can actually watch it is to be at the Broadway.
It takes place before The Wizard of Oz, right?
Yeah, it's like it's a prequel to the witches. And their origin story.
Yeah, but we already have a movie about that. Oz the Great and Powerful.
But this is based off of the musical Wicked, so it's like it's its own thing, but it's based off of the musical that's really it's popular and
I understand that, but I'm just saying like it's disregarding completely that movie and.
Oh yeah,
and Totally. But this is supposed to be like a movie. Like it takes place in the same universe as The Wizard of Oz.
Oh.
I mean Wizard of Oz is a musical too. So I need to think about it. So
yeah. What was that the Oz Great and Powerful? Like I don't even remember. It was just like an origin story for Oz, but also had the witches and stuff.
Yeah, Oz and the Green Witch. The
I can't remember. I saw
Wicked,
it once.
The Wicked Witch of whatever the green one is.
Yeah.
It's an origin story for the two of them, Oz and her. And they have a black lady playing the Green Witch.
The witch. And
Ariana Grande playing that other witch. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I'm not interested. You can just tell they're pushing identity politics in it because, she's misunderstood and she's marginalized. People, look down upon her because of her skin color and everything. And they're really pushing that. I don't know exactly how much of that is from the actual musical. I'm sure it is. I'm sure that's the kind of point. It's a sympathetic villain story. Sympathize with the villain.
Yeah.
And so it's what you expect. It's like Maleficent or whatever, the Sleeping Beauty origin of the the queen or the witch or whatever she is.
Yep.
You know, make her just, you sympathize with her and understand that she's just misunderstood or she's had it rough and so forth. So.
Yeah. Well, I guess on the same line of witches, we got Agatha All Along coming out pretty soon. We have not talked about it at all. I mean, I think we talked about all the name changes
briefly,
but
yeah, we did.
We haven't talked about it in the last few weeks, and it's coming out not next week, but the week after, September 19th.
Okay. Yeah, gearing up for Halloween.
Yeah. So yeah, villains.
I gotta start watching my Halloween movies.
Villain witches as the main characters, and
I don't think I've watched a full trailer of it.
I haven't. It's been such a mess of production that there's no way it's going to be any good at all. I mean, it went through four or five name changes. Like, that's not a good sign. Like,
not at all.
But yeah, again, just something not interested at all.
Right.
Something else that Marvel's pushing out. And
right.
Yeah. Yeah, it is going to be that.
Yeah, we haven't gotten
Halloween season.
I guess Deadpool and Wolverine was the last Marvel project.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, what's the last show that we got? It's been a little bit.
Yeah, it has. Probably Loki season 2.
Oh, right.
Or, no. The animated show.
What If?
What If?
Yeah.
But before that, it would have been probably Loki season 2.
Hmm. Well, speaking of more villains, I guess, to hear that early reviews for Joker 2.
I've heard mixed things.
Yeah. I don't know if you want to talk about it at all. Just briefly.
Yeah, briefly we can. I've heard that a lot of people really praise Joaquin Phoenix and Lady Gaga on their performance and stuff, but the movie kind of overall is meh.
Yeah, the story, there's not much substance to the story, and
yeah, kind of
go off the rails in some ways.
Yeah,
it'll just be interesting to see where this one goes, because now it's now that people are seeing it, like critics, I think it has like a 50 on Rotten Tomatoes. It's getting kind of torn apart, it seems like, and it's not even. What, we're like a month away from it coming out, so.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Still shouldn't have made a sequel to The Joker.
Yeah. No, they shouldn't have. Very unnecessary.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of sequels that they didn't need to do, did you hear that Ridley Scott said that Gladiator 2 is the best movie he's ever created?
Interesting.
I don't know exactly how to feel about that, because I'm pretty sure he also thought that the Prometheus and Alien Covenant really good, and I think he's had some of the bad takes, but also some really bad movies. And Napoleon. You remember Napoleon?
Yeah.
That went to like Apple or whatever. He had praised that one a lot, and that it was not good. And so that'd be interesting to see with Gladiator 2. Like,
yeah.
The dude's pretty old. I don't know.
Yeah, he's very old.
Maybe it is that good, but better than the first one? I don't think so.
No. He's kind of...
But we'll see.
Missed his mark for... Well, he's passed his mark for making good movies, I think.
We'll see. What else you got?
Just more sequels and stuff. Had you heard that they're making a Blade Runner 2099?
Are you kidding me? Really?
Yeah. I hadn't heard that. Blade Runner movie. I didn't know that. Okay. And I recently found out.
It's because Denis Villeneuve, I can't pronounce his name, but the Dune director, he did Blade Runner
2049. Oh, okay.
49, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
He did, yeah. So is he doing this one?
No idea.
Yeah, it'd be. I mean,
okay. So it's
another Blade Runner.
It's not a movie. It's going to be a TV miniseries. Miniseries.
Okay.
So it's even worse.
yeah.
Jonathan Van Tulleken. Don't know who that is, but he's directing it. looks like he's directing most of it, maybe. He directed Shogun. I don't know if you'd heard of that. Oh, yeah.
Okay. I've heard Shogun's pretty good.
Actually, that's like...
I never watched it.
I mean, he directed a few other things, but...
Yeah.
Oh, here. Here's his full list. Yeah, I mean, nothing else noteworthy besides Shogun.
Okay.
But... Yeah, I mean... I mean, we'll kind of get into it, but it's just, there's never anything original coming out.
Yeah, for the most part.
I mean.
Not much. Which, I mean, so this is one thing I wanted to bring up. I don't know if you saw this, but Beetlejuice 2 is, you know, it's out, making the runs. It's, well, actually, it came out tonight.
Like, pretty, yeah.
Like early screenings. Hopefully I'm going to see it soon, but, I haven't even heard much about, I think I've mostly highly praised. There's a lot of praise around it, but, Jenna Ortega, who's starring in it. She said, I don't know if it was probably, it might've been an interview for Beetlejuice or I don't know what it was, but she has this quote where she said that, that women should have their own franchises.
Oh, and yeah.
She said, I don't want Jamie Bond. You know, I don't want the female version of James Bond. I don't want the female version of Indiana Jones. I don't want the female version of all these superheroes. Like, women should just have their own franchises, their own stories, and not bastardizing and recreating all these previously established franchises, but just replacing them with women and replacing them with women who act like men.
I know. The funny thing is that we kind of agree with her that women should have their own series that aren't recreations of these male characters. It's like, but we're not thinking of it in the same way because,
well, no,
in her eyes, they're just going to be acting like men still, but in an original character.
Right. Yeah. For the most part. Yeah. And so it was just interesting that she had said that. It's like,
yeah,
you know, I think people are starting to wake up and realize that it's like, this isn't working, whatever you're doing, and you need to stop.
Yeah.
Like one thing about, like, you know, thinking of, like, you know, what you would consider a BA female character, in stories, Alien is actually a good example. But the one thing that made, Ripley, her character's name is Ripley.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Ripley. The one thing that made Ripley's character intriguing and that created some sympathy towards her was the fact that she was a mother, and that was a big impact. That was a big part of her character. Mm-hmm. And she could pick up a gun and she could fight off aliens. But she wasn't ever doing it in a way where it's like, I'm a man and I'm as strong as all these other men. I can stand up stand toe to toe with these other men. For the most part. I mean, I want to go back and watch Alien movies. I haven't done that yet. So I could be wrong. It's been a while since I've seen it, but that's one thing I do remember and know about her character. But typically, female characters are done poorly. And it's just women acting like men and not being feminine and not glorifying their femininity. Instead, they're trying to be what they're not. And that's problematic, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't, I don't really have anything else to say along those lines. Do you want to talk about the Minecraft movie?
Before we get into that, we should probably save that for last.
Sure. Let's talk about Rings of Power.
Yeah, we could talk about that real quick.
Real quick. That's funny.
Well, we don't need to make it a bigger thing than it is. It's already nothing.
Oh, it's a big thing. It's a big problem.
Well, yeah, everybody hates it. Just like Acolyte. Like, we don't need to turn Rings of Power into what we turned Acolyte into.
What do you mean? The point was that we were going to watch these shows and critique them.
We were going to watch
them. And I have done that.
We were going
to... I have watched 13 hours, or 12,
I don't know why.
11 hours worth of Rings of Power content.
I don't understand how
in the past 3 weeks. Because we said we weren't going to.
We said we were going to watch as much as we could and then critique why we stopped watching it.
That was your idea. I watched all of it. So I give it a fair critique, and then I don't have time to critique it.
I think a fair critique is watching it for as long as it needs to be watched before turning it off.
Well, the first time around with Rings of Power, I made it 5 minutes and I turned it off.
Yeah.
So
that's how it was with Acolyte for me. About 5 minutes and I turned it off.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just saw that they there's orc families with wives and children, and
yep, just trying to make a simple living in a simple world, and you know, they just need to he's just trying to provide for his family. You know, his little orc baby and his orc wife. I don't know why you guys are so mean to them. I don't know why. I mean, literally in this, I don't know if it was that episode or it was like a previous episode. Galadriel's literally threatening to murder every single orc in like cold blood if she doesn't get what she wants, and then they're trying to create sympathy for them and try to show that our hero is this great hero, but she's like, I'm gonna kill these orcs. It's like, so the problem is they're trying to give these orcs agency. They're trying to give them this, like, they have this free will or this freedom. I mean. I think, yes, in a sense, because Tolkien was a Catholic, he was a Christian, he loves redemption stories, and he loves the story of redemption, and so he probably would, in a sense, say that dwarves orcs could be redeemed, but that wasn't the point. The orcs were evil. The orcs were bloodthirsty, wicked, evil creatures. That's what they were.
Well, that's what they're bred for. There
was no instance where they're trying to create sympathy around them.
The way they were created was for destruction. And
oh yeah, they are former elves that have been tortured into form and then forced into servitude to Morgoth, and then Morgoth's a great servant, Sauron.
Yeah.
The lore in this show, it breaks my brain how convoluted, for one, how convoluted everything is, but how they take this timeline that they're given. Hey, they buy the rights to the appendices of the Lord of the Rings, and they're like, okay, we're gonna make this show, and from the get-go. They're already messing up. They're already off track. They're already creating a story that did not exist in Tolkien's Middle Earth. Galadriel did not go hunting for Saurons for centuries. She just didn't. Galadriel did not have the hots for Sauron at all. Galadriel was not conflicted as to whether or not she wants to. Whether or not she was going to fall for Sauron or not. There was no sexual tension between the two of them. But, of course, this show, because... Jeez.
Yeah, that's pretty
bad. Because the creators love this whole, what's the trope? Lovers, or enemies to lovers, or whatever.
Yeah.
Enemies to lovers trope. The Raylos, you know, Kylo Ren and Rey, that's where it really started, the whole Raylo thing. And now you have to see it in everything. With the Acolyte, you had Chimer and Osha. With here, you have Galadriel and Halbrand, who also, the name Halbrand was made up, but he was a form that Sauron took in the show. And then he eventually takes on the true form that he should have taken from the beginning, which was Annatar. And the giver of gifts, or lord of gifts, sorry. But anyways, the whole plot of the show is just, it just didn't happen. Mm-hmm. They also got the whole timeline completely just completely wrong. The show, if you follow the timeline of the show, if they follow the true timeline, it would take place within 1600 years, all the events that are happening. From the time of the forging of the ring to the birth of Tar Miriel, the queen regent of Numenor, who's very much grown up and is present in this whole show, it would be 1600 years from the forging of the rings to her birth. But it all happens simultaneously in this show.
Hmm.
They pick and choose. They pick and choose lore that they want. Oh, here's a powerful female. Okay, we'll take her. She doesn't belong in this timeline, but we'll put her here. And masculine king. Well, we don't want him. Okay, we'll do this, or we'll take a masculine king. And we'll completely make him effeminate and make him cry on a stupid ship because he's sad because everything's going wrong. And we'll put this here, put this here. The rings for men and dwarves were made before the elven rings, but you know what, we'll just have Celebrimbor make the rings before the elven rings before the rings for men and rings for dwarves. We'll throw everything. Oh, Sauron wasn't actually involved in the making of the ring. I don't care. We kind of want to create this weird gay sexual tension between Celebrimbor and Sauron, so we'll do that. Don't even get me started on Elrond and Durin. Don't get me started on Tom Bombadil. They introduced Tom Bombadil in last night's episode.
Yeah.
He is literally a hillbilly. It talks like this. Oh, I am the eldest of all the beings of Middle-earth. I was there before the sun even was on, it was existent. I don't even know how long that is, but I was there. It's so bad. And they're taking lines from the books, but they're also taking lines from other places from other characters, and then having Tom Bombadil say it. But also they're creating lines that are just, the way he delivers it is so just, it's forced. It doesn't work. It's not how I would imagine Tom Bombadil to be at all. Tom Bombadil does not care about the threats to Middle Earth. He does not that he doesn't care. He's just uninvolved. He's uninterested. He's not present with the dealings of Middle Earth. But of course, in the show, they have to bring him in and make him aware of all the things going on. And then he's just like, oh, okay, well, I can't do anything about that. I'm not going to do anything about it. And then just goes along his merry way. I can't handle it. They also repurpose so many lines from the books and from the movies. They said when they created the show that they wanted to be disconnected from the Lord of the Rings. So they want people thinking about it. The problem is they didn't do that. And they literally repurpose lines from the Lord of the Rings movies. And when they do, it only makes you wish you were watching the movies and not this piece of garbage. and that's probably why they didn't want to like make all these references to the movies, but they ended up still doing it. And it doesn't make any sense. And the lines are like, it's lines that don't make sense in the context of the story, or like it doesn't make sense why this character in the Lord of the Rings movies, or why this person in Rings of Power is saying a line from the character in Lord of the Rings. It doesn't make any sense. I'm gonna stop there.
I don't understand how they're even like able to be so heavily referencing all these things when all they have is the appendix.
Well, so they have the rights to all the characters, places, just things that are referenced in the appendices. Mm-hmm. They have rights to,
mm-hmm.
But they are able to then expand upon and create a story based on all the things that are in the appendices. They can now, of course, draw from story elements in the Silmarillion, which they should have done and they mm-hmm. didn't do. At least it doesn't seem like they did. They can still refer to the story or like tell the story, but you have to use certain name. You can only use certain names and different characters mm-hmm. and so forth. So that's the thing. So everything they reference are things that they have the rights to reference. They don't have the rights to the name Hobbit. So they call them Harfoots, and I'm pretty sure Harfoots aren't actually supposed to be in Middle Earth at this time. I'm still not sure on that. There's a guy who's basically Gandalf. I'm getting so annoyed. We talked about the mystery box and why I hate mystery box. We can unpack that another time mm-hmm. a little more. But they're clearly mystery boxing this whole Gandalf guy, where it's like, hey, there's a gray wizard that fell from the stars. Gandalf is a star. He fell from the stars. But he didn't do it until the third age, by the way. So whoever this guy is, he shouldn't be Gandalf because it's the second age. But it probably is Gandalf because he's a gray wizard with a beard. He walks around with hobbits all day. He is trying to find a staff One of the hobbits literally refers to the staff that he finds as a gand, which I'm pretty sure is Elven for stick staff. Literally saying Gandalf. That's where his name comes from. But they have not given us his name at all. They're giving all these references, all these clues. He literally speaks lines, delivers lines that Gandalf delivered in the Lord of the Rings movies and I think books. It's so dumb. And they're like, oh, and they're still keeping it a mystery as far as who he is. So it's either they're that stupid. And it's going to be Gandalf, and it'd be like, oh, didn't see that coming. Or it's going to be like, oh, we tricked you because it's actually Sauron, or it's actually, what's one of the blue wizards? Radagast. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Who knows? I don't care. It's Gandalf. The dude is Gandalf. But he's not supposed to be there.
Yeah.
It's completely wrong timeline, time frame, different. Period of Middle Earth and whatever.
Yeah. Well,
I don't know why I even care. Oh, wait, one more thing. Last thing. One of my biggest issues with it is how they show how much they hate patriarchy in this show. Because every single patriarch, every patriarchal character, every like king or Durin, the dwarf, his father, who's I think Durin the Third. He is a stubborn idiot in the show who literally has a fight with his son for like five episodes long, where they like won't talk to each other and they're like holding grudges with one another. You can tell women wrote the show and directed the show because of the dialogue and the conflict that they create. They can create this really ridiculous artificial conflict. And like every scenario that is really annoying, it doesn't make any sense. But the, you know, Elendil, the great king of Gondor, Isildur's father, the one that was killed in the prologue to the Lord of the Ring, the Fellowship of the Ring, he does nothing in the show. He's just a weak, I'd say almost effeminate king who walks around and gets told what to do by the queen regent. And then in one scene, he literally cries while he's on his ship. I mentioned that earlier.
Oh my gosh.
While the queen is fine and stoic and, you know, she's handling it okay, but he just breaks down and cries. The King Gil-galad, the High King of the Elves, he is kind of like an antagonist in the show. He doesn't let our hero Galadriel have her own agency and do whatever she wants. He's always telling her to stop doing what she's doing, but she stands up to him and talks down to him and tells him what's up.
I think we get the point, Trent.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
There's like
so,
there's a couple of
no stop 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 stop.
Okay.
You've been talking about Rings of Power for 15 minutes.
Have I?
Yes.
Okay. I can talk for another hour.
Okay. Did you... So remember how I told you...
The show's boring also.
Yeah. Remember how last week I told you that they're making a Wolfman...
Yeah.
Reboot? So have you seen the pictures of the concept for Wolfman?
I might have saw it briefly.
It is absolutely atrocious.
Really?
It's horrible looking. Like, it literally looks like a goblin.
Okay. It's Blumhouse, right?
Yeah.
So it just, like, doesn't look good, or is it just, like,
creepy? Did you Google it?
It's, like, a costume? Like,
yeah, it's like a display. So it's not, like, concept art. It's, like, a display. Yeah, it's not a concept art.
Oh, okay,
it's, like,
yeah,
a display
yeah.
or something.
Yeah. Oh, okay. That can't, well, okay. Yeah, it's, like, a goblin. That's weird.
Yeah.
Huh. Oh, it comes out in January. Oh.
This January?
It looks like it.
Wow.
They
must January be well 17th. Into it.
Yeah. Huh. I wonder. I don't know what this must have been like some kind of like Comic-Con or something.
Yeah.
And I mean, I doubt that's what he's going to actually look like.
Well, you never know.
maybe you never know. Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Interesting.
That's it. Let's go ahead and talk about Minecraft and what we think
of Minecraft movie,
what we think of video game adaptations, and what video games they're choosing, and all this stuff.
Yeah.
Well,
so do you know that Minecraft is? I'm pretty certain of this. Minecraft is like either like number one or like close to number one of the high. The most sold video game.
Yeah.
Of all time.
Yeah, I think it's still like the most played video game ever.
And yeah, most played.
Like, still like even to the day, like it's still played more than anything else. Yeah, I know, it's crazy.
Yeah.
And this trailer was absolutely horrifying.
Ferocious.
Like it's exactly what I expected. Like
I guess, yeah.
Like I mean, when I was told a live action Minecraft movie, this is essentially what I thought, except even more horrifying with like the people being live action with square heads and stuff and square bodies. Yeah. It's kind of weird that the people are just people. I wonder if they're going to do like a Jumanji type of thing, like where they get sent to the Minecraft world.
Yeah. Especially with Jason Momoa's character.
Yeah.
It's probably like a little girl that wants to play as a dude, I guess.
Or yeah.
But dresses her dude in pink clothes.
Yeah. The animals, the sheep are just horrifying. Yes.
Oh, pink one.
Absolutely nightmare fuel. Like, is. Yeah. I mean, it's so exactly what I expected. And
I guess.
I don't understand why they are doing this.
Well, I mean.
I mean, I get it, like, you know, because Minecraft is the biggest game.
Kids are going to want to go see this. They see the trailer, and it's like, oh, a Minecraft movie? Oh, yeah. It's only the video game that I play every day of my life.
No, like, it could easily make $1 billion. Like, I honestly wouldn't be surprised.
I don't know if it's going to be any good, but...
No, it's going to be awful. Like, I mean, like, you had told me, like, Jack Black is just playing Jack Black. Yeah, and
he's just playing Jack Black. Like, and he didn't even shave.
I know, he didn't shave his beard anything about him.
Put a t-shirt on and just did his thing.
A blue t-shirt and said, I'm Steve.
I'm Steve.
When he came out and said that, I was like, oh my gosh. First off, like, why is he squared like everybody else? I don't get it.
What do you mean?
He should be squared, not the humans. Oh. But if like the other people are coming but if it's a whole Jumanji type of story, which it probably will end up being, literally just a remake of Jumanji.
That's the only thing that makes sense.
And like he's been there like for a long time or something, and he's I mean, that's probably what they're gonna do.
Welcome to Minecraft.
But yeah, I don't know. I get why they're doing it, and they're going to make some money, but they should not have made a Minecraft movie. No. At least not live action. Like, animated, sure.
Yeah, animated make a little
sense. Do like the Mario Bros. Movie. Mario, like, yeah. That's exactly what they should have done. But a live action with Jack Black and Jason Momoa?
Yeah.
No. This is,
it's so bad. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. So what do you think of like all these video game movies? We got, Sonic, of course, they're making the third Sonic. We've gotten Detective Pikachu. I've kind of heard your opinions on that. This Mario Bros. Movie was pretty good, and I'm trying to think of other video game movies. There's certain video games like that they should make movies out of that they haven't. Mm-hmm. Halo could have been good, but they made that awful. They actually did make a pretty good Halo movie a while back. What was it called? Halo Forward Unto Dawn. That's a pretty good. It came out. It was released
was that a TV
as
show a or movie.
It was released as a TV miniseries, but it came out on DVD as a movie. So they edited it together as a movie, and which there wasn't really any difference. They just put all the things together. And but that's kind of how it was. It was like, it was literally just like all of a sudden, like the episode ended. Like, it wasn't really split up into episodes. Anyway,
I remember that. Yeah.
It was a really good movie, really good like representation of Master Chief and like his character. But the show just completely fell off. But like my point was, sorry, the
show. What if we did Master Chief, took his helmet off? Oh, and then also took his suit off? Oh, let's get him naked. Let's do that. That will be a good Halo show.
No. I can't believe they did that. But anyway, what was the movie? Oh, yeah. They should make a Legend of Zelda movie. Like, I don't understand.
They are.
Haven't they been saying that for a long time?
No, like after the Mario movie, that was one of the, that was like okay. I think they're working on Super Mario Bros. 2 and a Zelda game movie. However, the rumor is that it's live action.
Okay.
Which is dumb.
I want a live action Zelda movie.
Okay, actually, yeah, you know what? Actually,
I think that's what I'm saying. That's my point. It's like that would be a good live action movie. Like, why are they doing? Like, I mean, it's a different studio, but why is Minecraft becoming a thing in live action? And
yeah, I think like a Zelda. I don't know, because like I think of animated video game. Like, yeah. I think it could be. They could do a really beautiful, well animated Zelda. You know, do like a create Hyrule and do a animated Zelda movie. But I think live action, if they handle it well, if it's a good budget, they're able to create the world and do a good job creating the world, get a good Ganondorf and all this. Like, yeah, it could be good.
Yeah. I wonder if they're going to make a Super Smash Bros. Eventually. Have Pikachu. They have Sonic. They have the Mario Bros. They're going to have Link, Ganondorf. That's a classic.
Surprised they haven't made a Samus a movie yet.
Yeah, exactly. Like, that's like, another one.
Powerful female woman.
Yeah.
I said female woman. That's redundant. but a powerful boss girl. Best boss woman.
Yeah.
Surprised they haven't.
Yeah. Yeah, there's not. I mean, there hasn't really. But I'd say Sonic has been probably the best, most successful video game to live action movie.
Yeah, because like almost every other attempt has not made it past the first film.
Yeah.
That I can think of. I mean, they did Assassin's Creed, you know, that wasn't any good. They did. I don't know. I'm trying to think of. I know they did like a Mortal Kombat movie that wasn't good. I know there's a whole bunch of other ones. I'm just blanking.
They just did a show for.
They did Fallout.
Recently. Fallout. That was recent.
Then as far as movies, they did Borderlands.
Yeah, Borderlands. Which has that come out yet?
Completely bombed. Remember we talked about it? It completely bombed terribly.
Yeah.
No one wants to see it.
Yeah, Borderlands.
I think so. This is where I land on all this. When it comes to video games and TV shows, video games and books. When it comes to adaptations of video games and books, I think the best medium for that, the best way of doing it, is through TV shows. Especially with books. I think because you can talk about book adaptation as well. They very rarely succeed. There are good ones. Okay, Hunger Games, they did four movies, five with the prequel. Harry Potter, obviously successful. Lord of the Rings, successful. There are successes, but there are a lot of abysmal failures and failed attempts at adapting books. But then now what they're doing with Harry Potter, they're doing the TV show of Harry Potter with HBO Max. It's like that could actually work if you do like each season is one book. You're able to tell the whole story. You're not having to cut very much. You're actually able to follow the book chapter by chapter because books are written in chapter format. And movies, you don't watch movies in that way. Movies have to have an arc and a story that you're following, and you can't include everything because otherwise the movie will be 6 hours long. Or longer. I don't know about maybe video games. Like, I think you can probably make good video game movies. I think Sonic is
another one. Was Mario Bros. Uncharted with Tom Holland and Mark Wahlberg.
Oh yeah.
That was all right. That was pretty good, but they never made a second one.
Right. They had The Last of Us TV show recently, which was well received.
Absolutely the worst thing ever. I will forever be scarred.
We've talked about that.
By watching but that.
Did you watch the whole show?
Or, no. I mean, or did you just stop after that episode? When I saw Ron Swanson kissing another man,
yeah,
I am scarred for life, and I turned off the TV. Yeah. Okay. I yelled at the TV, then I turned it off. another one was, some older ones that did well were like Tomb Raider and Resident Evil. Those were both good. They're
successful.
Really old video games, but I mean, those movies came out early 2000s and stuff. They did do a reboot of Tomb Raider, which absolutely bombed.
Oh yeah.
And
another good video game adaptation with Star Wars. That I think that was pretty successful.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
But yeah, I mean, other than that, there hasn't really been anything. I'm looking on IMDb at their list of video game to a lot of these I've never even heard of, but
yeah, I mean, we're just going to keep getting these type of movies.
Yeah.
We got an Angry Birds movie. Angry Birds.
I know.
I mean, the app Angry Birds made a movie. When are we getting the Flappy Bird game movie? Flappy Bird movie. When are we getting the game back? When are we getting the movie?
Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah, that was crazy that even.
Yep. Well, and it was successful because they made another one, didn't they? Angry Birds.
I think so. Yeah.
There's at least two.
Yeah.
That's funny. Yeah, I don't know. You can do it well. You just gotta tell good stories.
Yeah.
And please the fans, yes, but also just tell a good story with good characters that are likable and enjoyable, and don't rely too much on the source material. Don't rely upon, oh, you know this character, you know this thing, oh, you remember that thing that this character does? Well, here, look at you. He's doing this in the movie. Oh, he's wearing this thing. Oh, he's doing that. Oh, he's talking to this person. Remember this person? They do that, and they create all these like little Easter eggs, but they forget to actually tell a story that is coherent and makes sense and make likable characters that you can follow and enjoy and root for.
Yeah, it gets too filled with all those things that it just doesn't work. And you lose your whole story.
Speaking of things that don't work, The Rings of Power is full of that. You remember this? Remember that? Remember when this guy said this?
Do you remember the old Super Mario Bros. Movie? The live action one?
Totally. King Bowser. Just like a massive turtle or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's funny.
All right.
That's so good.
All right. I think we're about at our end.
Yeah. Anything else? Ian McKellen was approached about playing Gandalf or other films, or he said he wanted to play. Gollum.
I heard that he was approached for that. Well, yeah, it would be the Gollum movie.
So I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, the dude's 85 though. Like, I felt like he was a little too old in The Hobbit, like compared to The Lord of the Rings. Yeah. Like, he's too old. So
I know.
I don't know how much longer he can. Well, he said, like, it better be. He literally said, it better be soon, because I don't got much more time left. Like, he's 85.
Yeah, jeez. Yeah, they're going to milk that till he is dead.
Yeah. We got to get a new Gandalf.
Yeah. A not gay one.
What?
Because Ian McKellen's gay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
Speaking of gay, The Rings of Power. Okay, what? I swear, Kel Brimborn, the maker of The Rings of Power, I swear he's gay. I swear that that's the direction we're going with his character. They've completely ruined his character in so many ways.
Yeah.
It's sad. And anyways.
Did you have anything else besides Ian McKellen?
I don't think so. I think that's it.
Yeah,
that's
like I went through all I had.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty crazy.
Weird stuff.
As we said. I guess last thing we could talk about is our show. We finished filming our first episode for our show and
moving along.
Yeah, we have a schedule for less next few months for filming and gonna get through season one and get through editing and release it on our Patreon. Probably have a teaser for episode one. I don't know, maybe next month for our Patreon viewers, and then a little after that we'll release it to the public. But that would probably just be a teaser, as in like a trailer or something, like a teaser trailer.
Right.
But yeah.
Yeah, stay tuned for that.
Yeah, keep an eye out for that. We're putting a lot into it, and yeah.
Yeah, we're doing it as a mockumentary. And speaking of mockumentaries, I guess
there's actually a lot going on in the mockumentary world. Because, I mean, well, there's the reboot of The Office, the sequel to The Office. Sequel
to The Office.
And, oh yeah, and then I guess that's it. But and, I guess I was thinking about our review.
we're reviewing Surf's Up. Everyone, if you remember that movie from 2007?
Something like that.
Or six.
Mockumentary.
Mockumentary in animated style. So,
which I think check that I out. Think it works better, actually. But we can talk about that later.
Animated?
Mockumentary and animated.
Like animation works better mockumentary style, or mockumentaries that are animated work better?
We can talk about it later.
Okay.
Tune into our movie
check out our conversation over on our other channel.
Yep. Movie reviews.
Other podcasts.
All right. Well, yeah, that's it for you, Trent.
Yep.
All right. Well, thank you guys for listening. We're
out of here.
Hope you enjoyed this and are thinking through the things that you're being fed through these big corporations and these people running Hollywood, and just know that a lot of the stuff that they're trying to push has an agenda and has they might just be dumb, but there is a story being told no matter what, and make sure you're being aware of what story
and know what story that is.
Yep,
that
exactly. Yep,
you're being fed.
So, glorify God and watch good movies. All right.
Yes.
We're out.
See ya.
Bye.